Hello, I'm Damien Wild, editor of EG, and I'm here in the EG studio. On the line, I have Deborah Cadman, chief executive of the West Midlands Combined Authority. Historians will make much of 2018, a transformative year for the UK. Given seismic events elsewhere, the impact of devolution may merit only a footnote, but an important one nonetheless. Each of the UK's big cities is trying to reinvent itself and ensures it stays competitive globally. None more so than Birmingham. The city region began this year on the front foot, and while there have been setbacks, notably Channel 4's decision to pick Leeds as its regional HQ, it has largely stayed there ever since. Can it keep the pace up? Will investment continue to pour in? And how will the Commonwealth Games further devolve powers and greater connectivity fuel growth? Deborah, we last had you on the podcast back in January. The end of the year is in sight. Sum up 2018 for the West Midlands for our listeners, please.
Hello, Damon, and it's really good to be able to talk to you about the really wonderful successes and developments that we're seeing across the region. And I would like to make the point we are about the West Midlands region, not just about Birmingham, as I'm sure you're aware.
Of course, but, yes.
Of course. So 2018 has been a really, really good year for us. Challenging, but we've seen some fantastic developments, and we're continuing to see the kind of economic and cultural revival of the West Midlands, and the pace is gathering, so it's really good. So outside of London, we still remain top for exporting, job creation, foreign business investments, and of course we've also just captured the 5G testbed status as well, which gives us that kind of enabling wraparound opportunities that are going to give an additional kind of acceleration to the growth that we're seeing as well.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a moment. But when you think back about a year that has brought much that's positive your way, what do you think's been the single biggest decision by within the region by government in Westminster that will help fuel future growth?
So what I would say, I'll put it in context, and since the mayor came into office, we've seen 1.7 billion of new funding into the region. And that's been in a large part to the devolution deal and recognition, I think, of the region's massive potential by both government and investors. But at a more granular level, we've captured the 350 million housing deal. And that combined with our existing investment of into brownfield land, you know, that's over 620 million to invest in unlocking sites and providing the strategic infrastructure to deliver new quality homes at pace. And that's probably one of the biggest achievements that I and the rest of my leadership team are really kind of proud and excited about, really. And if you look at the Chancellor's budget last month, you know, that budget confirmed 185 million of extra funding, which will enable us to further deliver transport infrastructure. Also look at the £165 million deal to build the Commonwealth Games Athletes Village in the region. And do specific things like fund a new rail station, public transport improvements, but also more importantly to drive broader regeneration in that area around the Commonwealth Games, which of course will be so important for the kind of legacy after 2022. So we're really excited about that, and really pleased that the government has seen the potential of that investment, not just in the Perry Bar site but in the region, and I would argue across the country as well.
Okay.
And then, of course, I was just then going to go on to talk about the other investment into the region outside the Combined Authority. So, again, recently there's been the announcement of the £500 million investment to expand Birmingham's airport and to increase passenger numbers. So it's all building up that story of people wanting to invest and be part of this journey that we're on at the moment.
Okay, and is this the end of the beginning? Does the hard work start now? You have commitment from government. There is some external investment committed. But when we talked back in January, you talked about an £8 billion 30-year investment programme and how you wanted real estate infrastructure investors to engage. How far into that that journey are you?
We've started the journey. We had a £10 billion offering in the West Midlands Investment Prospectus that was launched at MIPIM Cannes this year, actually, although it feels like many years ago. So it was only this year. And we're beginning to capture real interest through that prospectus. We're revising it, we're developing it even further, we're including even more opportunities for investment for March of next year at the next MIPIM event. Our FDI is outperforming any other region. We have a trade surplus with China and the US. We're being very focused on non-EU market delivery and attractions. And we're developing our industrial strategy, which builds on the strengths of those sectors that have global reach in the region as well. So it's not the beginning, the end of the beginning, if you like. I would say this is a journey that's still got a long way to go.
Okay, and so a £10 billion prospectus launched this year. More to come next year. Can you point to how much is ticked off? How much is committed?
There are some I don't want to be evasive, but you know that we are having negotiations with a number of companies and investment houses, and it would be difficult for me to talk in detail about that, but
I know these discussions do take a while. So in terms of the advanced discussions that you've had, are you making serious headway into that figure?
Yeah, so if you look at some of the key schemes, like the Paradise development in Birmingham, it's progressing really well. I'm confident that those big schemes that were identified in the prospectus are attracting real tangible interest. And I think this time next year, when I hope we'll be having another conversation, Damien, I'll be able to be more specific about investment, the global investment that we've been able to attract, and we've been very focused on the global element of that investment.
Okay, is there domestic coming in too?
Domestic is coming in too. Over and above government.
And where is the domestic interest? Is that we've seen a lot of institutional activity around housing, and that housing deal you talked about 215,000 homes by 2031. Is it more targeted into residential than commercial?
So in terms of housing, yes, it is residential rather than commercial. But I would also say it's about the infrastructure around that as well. So, we're making real indents in the kind of engagement that we're having with a number of investors around our metro extension aspirations, for example. So the important message to give out is, we can't just focus on building houses. We are absolutely committed to building new communities, but building very resilient communities. So that's made up of a whole range of factors, as you know, and the interest we're getting from investors around 5G to enable that 5G infrastructure to take place has been really exciting for us. So we are focused more on the whole regenerative package rather than just building houses.
So there have been setbacks along the way this year as well, notably Channel 4. And I was looking back at Andy Street's tweets from a month or so ago when that decision was announced that Channel 4 was choosing Leeds for its regional HQ. And he did thank everyone for their hard work. The West Midlands came together as part of the process, and now we look to the future, delivering initiatives and funding to help transform our creative industries. And he then tweeted, "We will indeed refocus and pursue even bigger prizes." I was intrigued by that. What might those bigger prizes be?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is it's hugely disappointing that we didn't get that we didn't for. And, you know, I would say that the kind of coming together of partners and the community actually was absolutely phenomenal. And I'll talk a little bit about that later. But I would like to formally congratulate Leeds, because it's a great thing that for Leeds to capture that. And we are in discussion with them about potential partnerships on certain things. But not getting Channel 4 hasn't detracted from the fact that we are still, I think, really, really good at digital delivery in this region. And the creative industries cluster is growing month by month. And the 5G decision, I think, does reinforce that. So the fact that so many people came together to plan for the Channel 4 submission is going to be put to good use. And people who were around the table still want to remain around the table. And we're looking at what we can do in partnership with Netflix, Amazon, and other international broadcasters, because we still think there is a huge offer to be made for those organisations and sectors. So we're having some really interesting and exciting conversations nonetheless, other than Channel 4. And what I would say is all the investment that we made in putting that bid together, I don't think will be lost.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to hear more about that in due course. And looking at the wider occupational story, creative industries is clearly a priority, and HSBC and Deutsche Bank are among the high-profile corporates to have committed to the region. Do you see other opportunities as well? You know, transport has been a great success, and, you know, forward-facing transport as well, not just backwards-looking transport. Are they your priority sectors, financial services, transport, and the creative industries?
So we are one of two regions that have pulled together a local industrial strategy, ourselves and Manchester, and we're working closely with Manchester, actually, on this. And we have... we're just out to consultation on our industrial strategy, and we have identified a number of nationally influential sectors, but more importantly, I think, for the region and for the country, actually, globally influential sectors as well. And those are advanced manufacturing, composite material, R&D. Probably one of the most exciting is the autonomous vehicle development, and the associated battery development of that. So you'll know that we recently gained significant investment for the Centre for Autonomous Vehicles, which we're really proud about, but also the creatives industry and professional services. So, you know, we think we're going to be a global leader also on life sciences, but a specific bit of life sciences, which is diagnostic testing. So, and actually we're already beginning to experience some real interest on some of those sectoral growths that we're trying to capture. And some of that will be replicated in the revised investment prospectus that we're putting together for MIPIM. So I think we can be quite bold about where we are currently, but more importantly, where we think we will be in the future around some of those sectors.
Okay, and we're almost out of time, so just a couple of quick questions. Commonwealth Games in 2022, Coventry City of Culture in 2021, should we expect the spectacular?
Oh, it'll be brilliant. It will be absolutely brilliant. But it will be brilliant because it will be a Commonwealth Games of the region. And as you know, we are one of the most uber-diverse regions outside London, with over 34% of our population under 24. So it will be a Games that will be rooted in culture. The City of Culture will place the foundation of the way in which we want to deliver the Commonwealth Games. And we want it to be a Commonwealth Games of the present, but also of the future as well. So the region has been mobilised to make sure that this Commonwealth Games is absolutely the best Commonwealth Games this world has ever seen.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. And of course, Christmas is coming just around the corner. You know, yeah. Sitting there as chief exec of the WMCA, what does the WMCA want for Christmas?
We want continued confidence in this region from governments, from more importantly from residents. Actually, we want residents to be confident about the place, about the role they play in making the economic growth sustainable, but also I want them to be confident that they will receive the benefits from that growth. That's really important. But also we want to capture the confidence of global markets so they continue to see the West Midlands as a place where they want to invest and support.
Okay.
And also, you know, for people to continue to be really proud of this region, because it is pretty phenomenal.
And how about from real estate investors and developers, if they could give you something for Christmas? Is that confidence and support too?
Well, I believe that the West Midlands is the UK's most investable location. You know, we're offering some really attractive returns, you know, and that's in no small part due to the confidence of government by the devolution that we've been able to realise, the region's economic strengths, the fact that we will have high speed two with two interchanges, and then Commonwealth Games, the investment, you know, but also the fact that we are offering a frictionless environment, and it's a wraparound environment. So it's around mobility, connectivity. It's about house building, bringing sites to market much quicker, working in a much more kind of a much better way with our local government partners as well.
Okay, Deborah, thank you very much. I hope you get all you're hoping for Christmas.
Me too. And it's been a pleasure to speak to you again. Thank you.